Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard blazed a white-hot path through the 1960s jazz world, making brilliant recordings both as a leader and as a sideman. In 1970, with the jazz world churning from commercial and artistic changes, he signed with the CTI label and waxed several albums that reflected those changes while maintaining his previous standards of excellence. It's Freddie Hubbard, the CTI years, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard doing Here's That Rainy Day from his 1971 CTI album Straight Life. By the end of the 1960s, Freddie Hubbard was one of the top jazz trumpeters in the world. He was 32 years old, already a veteran of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, with numerous leader and side mandates to his credit. But he had yet to attain the kind of relative commercial success that his trumpet-playing elders, Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie, had achieved. At the same time, the landscape of jazz in 1970 was teeming with new sounds as the influence of rock, R&B, and funk began to show up in the music of Davis and others. Hubbard signed with producer Creed Taylor's new CTI label and fired his own salvo across the jazz landscape with the album Red Clay. 40 years later, in a Jazz Times retrospective, Bill Mikowski wrote that by blending drummer Lenny White's infectious backbeats, Herbie Hancock's electric piano, Ron Carter's electric and upright bass lines, and Joe Henderson's snaky, tumultuous tenor sax lines with Hubbard's own fiery hard bop sensibilities, Creed Taylor's crew helped forge a new language with Red Clay, essentially putting a hip new suit of now threads on soul jazz for the baby boom generation. The title track, a Hubbard composition based on the changes of Bobby Heeb's hit song Sonny, was said by the trumpeter to have been inspired by the southern black working class residents of his Indianapolis neighborhood. Here's Freddie Hubbard and Red Clay on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard doing his composition and the title track from his 1970 CTI debut, Red Clay, with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. Red Clay became a modern jazz standard, and decades later, Hubbard would introduce it as the tune that's been keeping me alive for the last 30 years. Throughout his time at CTI, Freddie Hubbard periodically appeared on the records of other CTI artists such as Kenny Burrell, Milt Jackson, George Benson, and Randy Weston. Such musical cross-pollinations were part of what made the label's early efforts so vital and compelling. Hubbard can be heard soloing in one of the biggest hits CTI had, tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine's Sugar, described by James Isaacs as a minor key 16-bar blues with modal implications that's become something of a jazz standard. Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Turrentine, and Sugar on Nightlights. Thank you. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard soloing on Sugar, the title track from tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine's 1971 CTI album, with George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Kay on drums. I'll have more of Freddie Hubbard's early 1970s music in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Freddie Hubbard, The CTI Years, on Nightlights. Featuring the early 1970s recordings of trumpeter Freddie Hubbard for the CTI label on this edition of Nightlights. CTI was a label started by producer Creed Taylor, with records that often featured lush orchestral arrangements by Don Sobieski, electronic instrumentation, and covers of contemporary pop rock hits, as well as rhythms influenced by funk and R&B. Hubbard liked the modern, more accessible atmosphere of the label's jazz records. In a 1972 interview with Downbeat, he stated, "They're still playing the same way, but the rhythm is changing, and it's drawing people into the music who didn't like it before or couldn't relate to it." His follow-up records to his CTI debut, Red Clay, Straight Life, and First Light, continue to move towards a funkier, more mainstream sound. though First Light was poorly received by jazz critics who detected the commercial currents beginning to eddy through Hubbard's work, it yielded the trumpeter a Grammy Award for Best Jazz Performance. And as blogger Doug Payne notes, Hubbard often referred to it as one of his favorite records. Here he is doing the title track, Freddie Hubbard and First Light on Nightlights. Thank you. Freddie Hubbard and the title track from his 1971 album First Light with Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes, George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. I mentioned earlier that Hubbard and other CTI musicians often appeared on one another's albums, and in 1973, Hubbard showed up on a date by vibraphonist Milt Jackson that showcased one of the trumpeter's classic compositions as its title track. Here's Sunflower on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard heard performing his own composition Sunflower with vibraphonist Milt Jackson from Jackson's 1973 CTI album of the same name. Later that year, Hubbard would leave CTI, move from New York to Los Angeles, and sign with Columbia Records. His albums throughout the rest of the decade would increasingly tend towards commercialized, ever blander pop funk with greatly diminished jazz elements. But by the early 1980s, Hubbard would return to a more classic jazz sound. CTI would decline as the 1970s went on, eventually going bankrupt in 1978. But the early 1970s recordings of both Hubbard and the label in general have earned a respected place in jazz's recorded legacy. I'll close out this edition of Nightlights with music from another Hubbard CTI outing that once again featured an all-star supporting cast, with guitarist George Benson, pianist Keith Jarrett, and flutist Hubert Laws all present. From his 1972 CTI album Skydive, here's Freddie Hubbard doing a composition by another legendary jazz trumpeter, Bix Beiderbecke's In a Mist on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Freddie Hubbard performing Vic Spiderbeck's In a Mist from his 1972 CTI album Skydive. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.